Welcome to Playmakers Talk Show, where business owners, professionals, and entrepreneurs gather to discover playmaking ideas for success. Your host is internationally recognized speaker, facilitator, and author, Steve Klein, who sits down with fascinating playmakers who have made themselves and their company successful. Steve will introduce you to CEOs and executives who discuss their playmaking path toward success. And now, it's time to meet this show's playmaker. Here's your host, Steve Klein.
Nelson Mandela said, "Education is the most powerful weapon which you can use to change the world." Welcome to Playmakers Talk Show. I'm Steve Klein. In the studio today is a guest whose company is changing the world through education. Today's Playmaker runs a 20-year-old company that has educated thousands of children while helping them grow and thrive. With us today is a president that has more than 40 education centers around the country. This great playmaker is Michael Brown. Michael is president of Children's Lighthouse Learning Centers. Children's Lighthouse is a franchisor of the nation's leading values-based early childhood educational schools for children 6 years to 12 years of age. Established in 1995, Children's Lighthouse Learning Centers are among the leaders in providing value-based educational child care. Currently, Children's Lighthouse has 48 centers in operation and 25 additional franchise locations in the development pipeline. Children's Lighthouse has been named a Best Places to Work by the Dallas and San Antonio Business Journals and has received the Franchise 500 designation by Entrepreneur Magazine due to its stability, financial strength, and growth. Well, Michael, welcome to Playmakers Talk Show.
Thank you. I'm excited to be here.
Well, I think we'll have some fun talking about this, talking about kids and what you're doing. The first question I want to ask you is, being a family business, were you destined to become a part of Children's Lighthouse?
Well, I was. I have grown up with Children's Lighthouse. My dad and my uncle, Mike and Pat Brown, founded the company in 1997, and back then I was in high school. And so I remember many days coming home from school, and we would fill envelopes. We would hand out flyers. We would do basically whatever needed to be done, me and my two brothers. So it was always a family business with my parents and my brothers. And believe it or not, my grandmother actually came up with the name Children's Lighthouse. We were driving back from a vacation from Galveston, and she saw a lighthouse. And at the time, everybody was throwing out ideas, trying to come up with a name.
So you all had the idea for this concept that you wanted to have, but no name.
They had the concept. They just didn't have the name. And so she came up with Children's Lighthouse name. So my dad had always wanted me and my brothers involved with the company, but he always said, if it's not for you, then he wanted us to do what we wanted to do. So I really enjoyed the company. I enjoyed the way they set it up, their blueprint and the culture they created, and had worked in high school and beyond. So I do feel like I just kind of fell into it and have really enjoyed it, so I've stayed ever since.
Well, you have your bachelor's of finance from UT. Did you plan on going into that knowing you're going to go to Children's Lighthouse, or is that just an area that you had interest in studying?
You know, I actually didn't. I was interested in finance, and so I didn't know if I would be working for Children's Lighthouse or if I was going to do something else. So during college, I would go back for the summers and work. And actually, my first job, or my first boss, was our director of education, who is now our vice president of operations. And I remember a story the summer after my freshman year. I had just gotten back, and I showed up to work, and I had shorts and flip-flops on. And I could tell she was looking at me and a little nervous, and she pulled me over to the side, and she said, "You know, we have a policy of no open-toed shoes." And I said, "Oh, say no more. I completely understand." And from then on, I wore regular business attire to work every day. But working with her, she has probably more experience than many childcare companies combined. And so it was a great experience working with her, learning from her. And that's how I learned the operations side of the company. We would go to many of the centers and the schools, and do our quality assessment, which is there to provide the assistance and the training and to make sure everything is being done with the correct processes and procedures. And we would also do inventory, whatever, again, needed to be done. And so that's where I really got a passion for working up there was during the summer at college. And after that, I knew that I wanted to come back and work full time.
So you started out all the way at the bottom doing grunt work, filling envelopes, working through the summers, learning the business. So
exactly.
You knew what you were getting into when you became a full-time employee.
Exactly. I don't know if there's a job there that I haven't at least experienced once. So it was a very educational experience, and I'm really glad that I had the chance to learn like that.
Well, we know that your grandmother is the one that came up with the name Children's Lighthouse, but where did the idea come from when your dad and uncle put this concept together?
Well, they had both worked for different companies, had started different companies. They had been in real estate, construction, several different fields. And my dad had been researching childcare and was...
Was that an interest of his?
It was. And, a lot of the portions of childcare, finding a site, they had already had experience with. They already had some experience in construction. So they had different portions, but they obviously didn't have the industry experience, but they were very lucky and able to find some great people with some great knowledge to complement their skill sets, and that's basically how Children's Lighthouse came to be.
Well, more so than other businesses, you really need to have some educational background, and I know that you do. We're going to talk more about this in just a few moments. What is your role with Children's Lighthouse? You said that you started out stuffing envelopes when you were younger, and you work for summer times. You've just been promoted to president recently. Your job really hasn't changed that much. What's really your focus as president of Children's Lighthouse Learning Centers?
Well, so my focus is the growth and not just of our franchise company, but also of the centers or the schools themselves, because we want to continue to innovate and be at the leading front of the industry. We feel that we have an environment that is very educational and engaging for children. That's what we want. We want the children to be prepared for the next stage, elementary school or whatever that may be, but we also want them to be engaged and excited to learn, which is an incredible experience when you hear stories from parents talking about their children coming home and writing their name for the first time or reading a book for the first time. And you see the excitement and the pride in their eyes, and you can tell the children are so proud of themselves and they're ready to go back and learn more and continue to do more. So it's an incredibly rewarding experience.
Well, there's nothing more emotional than dealing with kids and working with kids. But what is Children's Lighthouse Learning Centers?
So we are an educational child care center or schools that are very focused on education and engagement. And so we're constantly improving and innovating, staying at the forefront of the industry, which has gone through several transformations the past 5 or 10 years. There have been a lot of new research and studies. And so we just designed a proprietary curriculum that is focused on that new research and child learning. So we are here to support our franchise owners in providing that environment for the children to succeed in later in life.
Well, there's lots of other daycare and learning centers around the country. Many of them are franchise companies. So what makes Children's Lighthouse Schools different from other daycare businesses?
You know, I feel like it goes back to the culture that my dad and uncle created. They designed a blueprint and the culture for the entire company. They were able to surround themselves with incredibly talented and knowledgeable people, and they let them do what they were good at. But they ultimately designed the culture, which is very close-knit, family-oriented. I guess the overall philosophy would kind of be treat others as you would want to be treated. And that culture has trickled down from the entire system, not just from our home office and our team. We have holidays together. We are a very close-knit group. And I think our franchise owners have taken that on as well. Many of them are family-based locations, and it shows. They provide the same type of close-knit service and excellent customer service that the initial culture that my dad and my uncle created.
Based on what you said, I'm going to take a guess here that the franchise company is a very family-based organization. If nothing else, you're second generation already getting into it. But my guess also is when you sell to these franchisees, it's a family event running the business. Would that be correct for a lot of them?
It is, yeah. In fact, many of our franchise owners, their ultimate goal is to pass the business on to their children, and they want them to be involved. A few of them have talked to me about succession planning and how best to integrate their children into the business. And again, you know, my best piece of advice for them is always to start from the bottom. Let them learn as much as they possibly can about how the business works and every facet of the business so that they can grow and learn. And one day, hopefully, their parents can retire and they can take over.
Well, at the very beginning when I was introducing you or talking about the company, I mentioned values-based or character values education. That's a big part of what makes Children's Lighthouse different from other companies. But talk about that. What is values-based or character values education?
Well, that's what we feel like sets our curriculum and program apart from the others. It is highly focused on education, but also engagement, so that children are excited to learn. In the past, a lot of learning was done by worksheets and sitting down. And back when I was in school, we had handwriting worksheets, we had math writing worksheets. Now it's a lot more engaging, and it's we have different types of center activities that go along with what we're learning in different areas, and so it all interacts with each other. Along with a strong core of character value-based learning. So we're interacting and learning reading and math and science, but we're also implementing character values into those lessons. So it's been really important to the overall program, and I feel like that's something that is very important to the children to learn.
Well, U.S. educational system is probably one of the best in the world, but I've heard a lot of critics say that still hasn't grown as much as it should grow. So is that why there's also a need for a Children's Lighthouse Education Center for kids really get to have fun while they're learning?
Exactly. That's one huge aspect is when you are teaching kids, you want them to be engaged, because if they're not, they won't retain the information, and they won't spend the extra time at home, and the focus just isn't there. So, at Children's Lighthouse, we have designed that curriculum that covers that basis starting at a young age. So when you are excited to go home and show your parents that you can read, your parents will, read to you at night, and that learning process will continue. And as you grow older, you will do new and exciting things, learn different types of activities and books, and so that I do feel like that is a great need and something that we can provide.
I would talk more about your curriculum, but in reading about Children's Lighthouse Learning Centers, and by the way, as you're listening, if you'd like to go to their website, it's childrenslighthouse.com. We haven't talked about franchising, but if you want to check out franchising, it's childrenslighthousefranchise.com. But along with that, I read about Is it Reggio Emilia? It's project-based learning. What is that, and how do you fit that in with your curriculum?
Yeah, and again, that goes back towards a lot of the new research. Some of that actually is not new, but it's just coming to the forefront these last few years on how children learn. And not every child learns the same way, and so we're trying to provide an environment that will allow each child to learn to their capabilities and what they do best, and bringing it all together. So by having children that are very visual, their activities to incorporate that, some children learn in different ways. And so incorporating all the different ways children learn and incorporating all the different lessons together, it helps them retain that information better.
I believe I mentioned at the very beginning that you take in, or the franchisees take in children from 6 months to, 12 years of age. So you must have different types of learning environments for different groups of kids. Is that correct?
We do. We actually bring in children as young as 6 weeks. And so we have an infant program, toddler programs, going all the way up to an after-school program. The younger children obviously aren't necessarily learning to read and to write, but we do have a curriculum that allows them to learn the basics that they should be learning at that age. It's very age-appropriate learning is what we're looking for. So in the infant and the toddler programs, they are learning about character values. They're learning what it means to be kind. And instead of doing a workbook or a different exercise on being kind, that they might draw hearts and then they can give it to somebody and show how kindness affects other people. So that age group will transition into our preschool age, where a lot of the new curriculum aspects with the new research is being implemented, going all the way into our after-school program. The after-school program, where children are at school most of the day or during the summer programs where they have been in school the entire year, we want to make it more fun and interesting rather than having them do more homework. So they are able to see different places of the world through cooking exercises. They'll get to taste food from all over the world, and they'll get to see pictures and do experiments on different cultures. So it's a really exciting program as well to complement their education in school.
I can see that if children get in as a young age, this almost becomes addictive to them in that they want to keep going. So your turnover in children is lower, and these kids actually are selling their parents on why they want to keep coming back to Children's Lighthouse as they get older.
Exactly.
Is that what's happened?
It really is. We have an incredible curriculum that it keeps them engaged. We also like to have the fun equipment that they like to use. We're very big on playground and outdoor space as well. So we have a massive playground area for each different age group to play on. And again, even as they're playing, they're learning character values. We're trying to teach them how to interact with their other classmates and learn those life lessons for the future.
Now we're speaking with Michael Brown. Michael's president of Children's Lighthouse Learning Centers. Let's go to the franchise part of your business, because that's what makes you grow with additional franchises. And going to the website Children's LighthouseFranchise.com, it showed that there are a number of opportunities worldwide to own a franchise. So how does one go about becoming a franchisee of Children's Lighthouse?
Well, we do have an extensive process of learning about people that are interested in us and then informing them of what our process is to make sure it's a mutual agreement and works for everybody. The markets we are in are high growth areas where you have a lot of young families moving to, dual income families that need child care schools to go to. A lot of them want highly educational environment for their children to give them an advantage later in life. The areas that we're in right now are Texas, California, Florida, North Carolina, Kansas City, several different states, and the majority of our growth will more than likely continue to be in that area. However, we are looking into a few different hot markets right now. We should be opening a location in Denver, Colorado, and that area we're very excited about, along with the Maryland and Virginia area. Another market that we are looking at would be Atlanta, Georgia.
Those are big areas with a large population, obviously areas where you could a franchisee could perform very, very well. Let's talk about some other specifics about your business for those that either want to become a franchisee or to send their children. What are your hours of operation? Is it a 7 day a week? How early do you open? When do you close? Talk a little bit about that.
We are a 5 day a week, Monday through Friday, from 6:30 to 6:30 at most locations. There are a few that tailor to different areas that they're in. And we offer the after-school program as well, where we will pick the children up, drop them off, and pick them up from their schools.
So for a new franchisee, what kind of training do they receive before a school actually opens?
So we provide a very extensive training program, and the entire pre-development program is very intensive, because that is one of the biggest choices they will make is finding a location. In fact, that was one of the areas that I did get pretty heavily involved in the beginning, was assisting my dad and my uncle in site selection. Back then, we had a large binder that had countless pages of information that would need to be gathered and evaluated. Now it's all electronic, of course, but it's quite a bit of information and work on the front end. We also assist those franchise owners with their financing, which kind of goes a little bit back to my background. I had experience with business plans and projections, so we will help them kind of tailor their location and situation to Children's Lighthouse and what we do, so that the lenders are able to get a clear picture. And all of that takes place before they're all ever open. We also do quite a bit of consultations with our operations team, getting them set up on the certain platforms, software platforms, on learning the operational procedures, as well as when they need to start marketing and how they market. So again, all of this is before they ever open. Once they do open, we will visit their location at least four times a year and go over kind of our quality assessment, where we are looking to see areas that we can help them in, that we can train them in, and ensure that they are providing the best quality and care for the children that they're taking care of. We also have at the very beginning training for the directors that come on board, as well as the owners. The owners and the directors both have a very different job descriptions, so they will learn different aspects. Some of it will overlap, but the owner training is a week long at our office, learning rules and regulations and as well as our procedures. And the director training will be 2 weeks. It will be one in office training, as well as a week of training at an existing location, mirroring one of the directors and assisting the directors on real time processes and procedures.
So they actually get their feet wet.
Exactly.
Prior to opening up their own center. Well, let's go back to that. For those that want to know more about this, should someone have interest in either purchasing a franchise, beginning that process, or in sending their children to a local Children's Lighthouse, where do they find out more about this?
Well, please visit our websites at childrenslighthouse.com or childrenslighthousefranchising.com if you're interested in becoming a franchise owner. Many of our franchise owners did begin with being parents of children at Children's Lighthouse. So feel free to call us, email us, or view us our information on the websites.
Michael, thank you very much for being a part of Playmakers Talk Show. You are definitely a playmaker.
Thank you very much.
And your company is Playmaking, showing the world what you can do with developing children at a young age. This has been a terrific show. As I just mentioned, we spoke with Michael Brown. Michael is president of Children's Lighthouse Learning Centers. It's been great having Michael on the show. And thank you very much for listening to us. Join us again at PlaymakersTalkShow.com, where you can get all of our past episodes. That's PlaymakersTalkShow.com, and we'll be back with more Playmakers. See you then.
You've been listening to Playmakers Talk Show with Steve Klein. Join Steve again at PlaymakersTalkShow.com for more interviews with interesting and successful playmaking CEOs and executives.